Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and happy holidays. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson. I am super excited to be with all of you today. I am definitely anxious to really share everything that I'm feeling for the season and throughout every year after year. This has been I'm so proud of all of you, first of all, for hanging in there for the entire year and really understanding that no matter what challenges you all go through, you have grown so very much. 2025 was huge for everyone. We've gone through so much together, individually and collectively. And I want to say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I'm hoping by now you could all see me and know that I am just so happy to be with all of you. This is the Intuition Hour, by the way, everyone. And today's December 22nd. It is 12:04 p.m. Yeah. Well, thank you, Suzanne. Come on in, everybody. Let's do what we're going to do. I'm so excited to do. It's great to see you too, honey. Thank you. It's great to see all of you. I'm glad. Thank you, everyone. You're so wonderful. I promised you before the end of the year we would be together live. So here we are. Many blessings to you. Also, I am very excited. Oh, thank you, Mark. Happy holidays to you, by the way. Oh, thank you, Nadine. I appreciate that so much. Okay, now what are we going to do? Big Italian hugs to you. You guys know, I might as well just happy holidays. Okay, I'm so excited for you, Caroline. Very good. Who else? Come on in, everybody. We're definitely going to take some questions. You guys are so funny. You know, Serena does a great job with that YouTube display. We love it. We're here to celebrate together. I just, you know, 2 years ago, I started to prepare myself for coming with you live. And it's been a definite journey. I know you talk to me every day, you know, up and down, on and off, in and out. We share so much time together. And I never really want to take away from all of you individually. And I never want to lose sight of you separately or perhaps from a distance. You know, when we do readings and we share time together, I really want it to be about you and what you need to know and what you need to learn and what's ahead and all of those things. And sometimes when we worry about every little thing, you know, anything that gets in the way of a sensitive's mind or, you know, whatever it is, body or spirit, you know, it's like, who has time for, you know, looking good or looking, you know, this, that, or the other thing. So I think you guys get the point. I am a Virgo rising through and through. This is proof. But I love to be here with you. And I am so excited to take your questions in a very different way today, but we're going to go ahead and stick with it. And I'm going to come in the room. I want to know what you're doing for the holidays. Over 10 years, we're actually going to go into our 18th year on January 9th. I really should go on and on about Mark and his entire platform. And it's so much more than a platform because it is a family. And I know you guys know that. I'm excited you're going to book a birthday reading. I love that too. So we have a birthday together, you know, every January. And it's kind of on point because this is my favorite time of year. I do get very, very emotional about it. And you all know I'm very sentimental. And at the same time, I'm also really here to be with you and and always, always want to improve your lives. We're going to have so much fun this year. We're going to definitely, you were at Hay House. I remember back in the day, and it's so great that now we have our community, because our community is growing and it's going to continue to grow. I am working on an amazing number of classes for 2026, which will be part of my focus. When we gather, we learn that we manifest. When we have positive messages together, or when we come together, you know, body, mind, and spirit, and we are collectively a team, I think it really does. Well, I don't think, I say this humbly, because I know that it makes so much difference moving forward for you individually. And then we have so many other things that this year, yes, you have been. That's very true. All of you, I'm so excited. So look, this is going to be the year that we get to decide together from day one, what is it that you want to work towards, and how do you want to manifest with it, or what do you want to manifest with it? And at the same time, how do you want to co-create something that you've been wanting in the most easy way? Or and it's really all about time shifting, because I've learned more and more through the years that we are never really stuck. And so we feel stuck, and we acknowledge our feelings, and we feel nervous because we have so much going on at one time. So we don't really feel like we can manifest. We are lucky and blessed for sure. But when we're not paying attention, we realize that things are going on behind the scenes, that nothing in time is stuck. So we can choose in these moments to really think about it in a sense where we're going through a more subtle movement instead of like force. And how many of us kick and scream and go through all these things, you know? I wish we could all be in this holiday spirit throughout the year, because at this point in time in our lives, we should be celebrating our lives every day, because it's kind of crazy out there, you know? And so I hope that you guys will join me this year, and we can really go into a different mindset of manifesting even more, and really not pushing against the current. Nothing has to be that challenging. Nothing has to be that difficult, you know? And so I hope that all makes sense to you. And I'm going to come into the room, and I'm going to find out who's here for some questions. It is challenging to be patient. You're so right. And it's definitely, really, if you think about it, you guys, every year, I think since we've been together, so many blessings have occurred, so many miracles we've witnessed together, our healing, our energetic like knowledge. We really have learned that over time. And I know I'm quoting Mike Dooley more and more lately, because he used to say our thoughts do become things, and it does show itself. But when we're, and that stupid cliche of that watching that pot of water never boil is so very true, you know? And so I really believe that watching something that we've asked for creates a little tension. And it seems like the time gets pushed away over and over again when we're doing that. But if we just surrender to God, surrender our will, leave it aside, put it on the shelf, really try to step out. And I literally have these visuals now where I see myself, or I want to see you step out of your ego space, your ego self, and move over to another. Maybe you have spirit energy or whatever it is, however you want to see yourself. I'm asking you literally to move your ego. Pick up your ego, move it out of the way, you know? And so when we do this, we lose that sight of what we're trying so hard for, but at the same time, it's already working. So we don't even have to ask for it again, because we don't want to have any doubt. We want to come into it with having faith, having hope, having belief, having a sense of being with it already as if it were to occur. And sometimes we have to remember those other little things in our mind or in the back of our heads going, oh, this isn't, I'm unlucky. We may say we feel unlucky. We feel unable to manifest certain things because of all these excuses we can come up with, or we tend to like go into the mindset of nothing good happens because it's my fault, or it happens for everyone else, not myself. When we go through all these other things, when really we should just be like, okay, bring it on. You know, we deserve it. And we go from there. And then you go on to the next thing. And yeah, we don't get into place when we're so stressed out. And we have to believe in this trinity, the divinity of what we manifest through. So whether it's the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, whether it's you, your friend, and the light bulb, whether it's, you know, whatever your higher power, whatever you have faith in, is what is going to help you co-create what it is that God wants to bring you in this giant world, you know? And so good morning to everybody coming in. Let me address this room. I'm trying not to be too sidetracked. I want to say hi to Michelle and Lynn and Patty. Hello, hello. Happy holidays to you. Karen and Laura, Nadine and Tara, Rebecca, I am definitely going to take some questions. I want to know what your plans are. I'm so jealous of your white Christmas. I'm like trying to get into the spirit over here. And at the same time, really, I wanted to show you a couple things before we proceed. But I am telling you more than ever before, you all are going to be, I want to feel like it's going to be an illumination period. And you remember that the magic, the blessings, the gifts of the spirit of the season can take you through the whole entire 2026 year. And that's really what we want to do. And so let me come in and say good morning to more of you. Shelly, hello. Thank you so much. Thank you, Serena, because I want to give her so much credit. If I didn't feel safe with Serena, we wouldn't be able to be here today. And so I definitely am excited and grateful to her for putting up with so many weeks on end of wondering when I'm ever going to be ready to be with you, you know? And I'm always, when you guys are sensitive and you're all empaths, so you understand, how many of you with one tiny change freaks out, or one tiny change, you're excited about it, but you know that it's going to, the dynamics, it's like saying goodbye to something else, you know? So it's a little bit of that. I have a lot of sentimental energy. I have a lot of water in my chart. And so it's harder for me. Sending big Italian hugs to you. You could tell with my hands, I'm definitely the Italian, right? And many more things, but thank you for that. And nice to see you, Patricia and Quelly. Many blessings to you. I was so excited to see you guys down in Miami. Randy, hi, Suzanne, Rebecca, and who else? Now, I did want to show you something. Annika, it's so great to see you too. And Fran, Laura, you guys are packing it in today. Melinda, you also. So sweet that you're all here. Great. I'm so glad you're doing it. You know, what I really want to show you guys is something that has been with us for many, many years first. And I've always talked about it and I've always shown a picture too, but I did bring them along. I took them out of their, I don't want to say, I know you, I can't see if you're seeing. So I just want to show you what we did together for all of those initial years at One Two Listen. And so can you see them? I'm sure you guys can see the cards. These were the cards that we used together for so many years, maybe 15, over on One Two Listen. And they are a huge part of me now for over 40 years. They stay very close to us in our sessions, but we have like a brand new deck now. So we actually, yeah, they were, and I could still read them, but I really worked with these now. I've I've altered them in the last 2 years. So we're good to go. So you can see the difference in what happens here. And you know, energy is energy, and anything we pour a lot of ourselves into is true. Sometimes the harder we work on things, and I'm sure many of you will believe this, the more of our energy that we put into something, the more we're going to get something back, not with expectation, but for the higher good of all. And anytime you guys manifest, not only for yourselves, but more importantly for others, I'm glad you see my face, girl. It's about time. I feel like I've known you guys forever, so we're really just having a cup of coffee together this morning, or tea, or whatever. But I think that what we realize is that things pay you back in unexpected ways. It's not ever going to be really what we maybe have an expectation for in a specific way, but in ways that could never be replaced. And I do believe, of course, everyone's starting to call now. I feel like answering the phone just to have fun, but we won't. But anyway, so you guys get the point, and I'm super excited. Let me come in the room and take care of you all. We're going to do some readings live today, and I'm really glad that we're able to be here, okay? I still don't see anybody's holiday plans posted, so I would really appreciate that. And definitely, let's take a peek, okay? All right. All right, we're going to break it up a little bit for you guys now. I'm going to shuffle some cards and see how you're doing. Let me just do one thing. Hold on now. Give me one moment. We're just going to make a little shift here. And I'm going to be coming right in with you guys. We're hockey, 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 somebody says. All right, let's take a peek. All right, we're going to just take a little breather here. I'm going to get Capricorn always expects the most from myself and very little from others. I know that's true. About you specifically. And I think that is the answer to happiness. And at the same time, I want to encourage you to not over expect too much from yourself, because that's not fair either. And at the same time, I believe that you're learning how to balance those things. And it's okay to have certain boundaries, but you don't go over the top with that. And I think it's a very wise Capricorn thing to do, you know? And I love that. Yeah, you are learning. And you know what? The next 5 years are going to get even better with that. And you're going to really know. Sometimes it's like, it's almost like we grow so much more than we expect in different ways at that time of your life, which is amazing. But wait a minute. Do I say happy birthday? I have to say happy birthday to you also. Happy, happy birthday. Thank you. I love that. And, you know, it's interesting because there are so many Capricorn. You are definitely coming into one of the best times of your life. So I feel really good about that as well. I'm super grateful that you're here. And I know it's just going to get better and better. But let me just go ahead and pull something for you here. I see a lot of childlike energy that is so surrounds you for some reason, nostalgia, comfort, maybe even write. I don't know if you ever consider writing a children's book, but there's something playful coming out of you in that. And I love that for you. So you come and let us know if that rings true at some point. I just want to say happy birthday to you. I'm super grateful you're sharing it with us, and I see a really good time ahead. The other thing is, we comfort ourselves. Oh, you're a Capricorn. Hello. I'm sure you're going to go, you know what they say, you know, when those numbers get bigger, your energy gets brighter, you become more childlike. And that's obviously what's happening. That Six of Cups energy is very strong in your space. And I love that. Okay. So let's see. I want to see his next. And I want to see, some of you shared a lot. I want to share some of your stories as well. Becca says she's staying close to home with her immediate family. She's having taco soup and keeping it low key. Tara's going to be full of hockey games, which is very about Christmas season. So we love that. Pamela's going to her sons and daughters. She said she loves them to pieces. Karen, we're definitely going to talk to you soon. I love that you're having a Christmas service. I did a wise thing this year, I think, as well. And we are seeing the children Saturday night. So we're excited about that. But we're definitely making this holiday all about Lulu. And so we're spending some quiet time here. And we'll see how she's very, very bossy and very on point, and definitely that princess energy. We've adorned her with pearls and she knows it. And it's just an experience that I am embracing. And you all know our furry friends, our pet friends are so very important and also a huge part of our healing processes. And I know many of you share that with me. So I love that you do. And I think you get what I'm saying. Hanging with my love and prime rib. Love that too. Definitely going to enjoy my husband, who has created many magical new things this year for himself. And I'm so proud of him and so amazed by his creativity. It's unbelievable. So I'm happy about that. Anyway, let me come in and keep talking to you. And Serena, let's try to go back. I think we're comfortable together. And I'm just going to go ahead and focus on your readings now. And we'll just go from there. Maureen, I saw you pop in here. I want to know how you're doing. Please come and share. And also, who else is here? Maya, hi. She's staying home, taking a walk. Curious if there are any. Okay, let's take a look at you. All right, let me come back to the top first. I'm just going to go ahead and see who's here. And I am so grateful. Somebody said they're in the pouring rain. Let's take a look back here. So, Laura, you be safe on those roads. I know you're safe, but just be... All right, Rebecca, let's go... Oh, okay, Jean is first. Let's go ahead and talk to Jean first, okay? All right, we're going to take a peek now. Share some of that snow. She says she's Virgo. Venus and Mars in Virgo. Let's take a peek now. What I love is that Spirit is already saying that you're on the right path. You know, you're also working, and I know, first of all, it goes from one thing to the other. So you may feel like you're in a protective space, or you will soon, coming up ahead, and you look very, very good. There's a lot of energy around you that's protection from Spirit, and also like divine messages for yourself as well, direct. There's a generational thing coming up ahead where you're going to feel like you're connecting to even your ancestor energy. I don't know if you've ever, you know, I want to say poke into this, you know, like take a little dabble into it, but you definitely look good there about this. There's something about the generations coming before you. And I think it's your guide energy and really tapping into more psychic energy for yourself as well. I also feel that anything that you're working on now, there may be a little spending coming up on something that you didn't expect, but it's not major. It's just an investment of sorts into something that's maybe needed or something. This will just come and go. So that's coming as a flash. The other thing is your outcome around this upcoming season. whatever you've been waiting for to occur, whatever you feel like you want to manifest, all of these things, you have to remember your message is there are many more ways to, like, more than one way to skin a cat, number one. And number two is you are actually going to different pathways and staying open, where before you may have been wanting to stay on one pathway. Does that make sense? You're just going to open up to things, and you are going to receive in a major way this year. And I love that too. And I do hope that makes sense. I feel like there is so much goodness coming your way in unexpected ways as well. So you come back and share and let us know. But those, you have strong energy. I don't know if you plan on, I see a little trip, a little travel, a little adventure like this. Even if you make your own at home, I tell everyone, staying close to home at certain times of the year, of course, is the safe way to go. And at the same time, we can create, if we need a little, I always say, you know, we kind of create our own little chaos or our own little chaotic scene, even at the house. But it's kind of nice to create your own adventure at home as well. And I feel that's a very good thing. So whether here or elsewhere, I really believe that you all will go into this new season, this new year, this 2026. I feel like you're going to have a lot more enthusiasm than we did 1 year ago. So I am very, very excited. And I'm very excited about the planetary changes as well. For all of you, we have some big shifts that we'll let the astrologers talk about. And super, super good year, I feel. It's part of the acclimation. If you all are not proud of yourselves at this point for this past year, I would be very disappointed in that. And I just wish for all of you. I see Maureen says the crew will be home both Christmas Eve and day. Low key, his last 2 years were toxic with the crazy ex-fiance. I just feel like I'm spinning. Oh, yes. You are going to also have an easier holiday season. And I'm super happy to see you here. Thank you for everything as well. Let me just take a peek at you, okay? Let's just pull a few. Yeah, if it was up to me, you guys, everybody would have like another furry friend at their door, you know? That would be terrible, but that would be in a you know, miracle world, you know? New furry friends for everyone. Okay, let's take a peek at Maureen. I'm thinking low-key. I think a lot of us are going low-key this year. It's almost like we're giving ourselves a vacation, you know? Oh, you are definitely coming back in. You have really, really good. You have passed the universe's tests. You have a great spirit of generosity ahead. You are going to give as well as receive. I want to say what else is new, but this time you're going to feel like you're receiving more. This next 6 month cycle is going to be excellent for that. And I say January to June. You also will start hearing and following your intuition and your inner guide along a path that you haven't in a little while. So it's you're definitely going to... You're definitely going to make some good calls for yourself this year and for everyone around you, of course. Yes, they're still going to be leaning on you, but you will also have your space. And I love that. I also see the gifts of, when I say the gifts of charity, I always think about the money and income increase like this. And I love that. So you let us know how you do, okay? Shelley says, after Saturn return, low key is the most desirable. Yes, we'll get to that, but it's very true. Low key and nourishing for the nervous system is where it's at. I am definitely feeling good about you, Fairy. I just want to say this. You asked a question. Oh, you did. You got the kitty. I mean, I think it's one day at a time to acclimate. It's probably going to take you about 3 weeks. I feel really good about it. It's almost like you're already one. I think this one was called to you. I feel like you're called to it. Like it doesn't even feel like it doesn't feel uncomfortable. It feels really nice, and it was meant to be. And I want to say this out loud, so I feel like there's a little boy somewhere too, and I don't know why, but I'm just saying that. Okay, that's what they're showing me. Don't kill the messenger. Happiest the holidays to you all, Sunday. It's so nice that you're here. I see we have some Denise. Good morning to you. And we did speak. Yes. Let me take a look at your new doctor and see if she's. I'm sure. I think we ran out of a little bit of time on that. And Denise and I have been going through a lot. Her dad is. I know you guys were here when we had some things with her dad this year, but he's doing very well, and we're around on the other side of that, so we're real happy about that. All right, let's take a look at you here. You all will see that I try to keep as much space as I can, so I have an area that I can read the messages outside of what I see in your cards. And we want to keep that because sometimes we get some hits. Okay, hold on now. Denise, I like this. I know you have some fear over change. I see the Chariot. I love it. I feel peace. I feel like you're going to be so much happier. I believe that you have to. Oh, I love this. It's almost as though she's a metaphysician, you know? So there's a little metaphysical vibe in there, and natural. I love it. I think it's so good for you. She's good for you. You're going to do a little bit of more reflecting here coming up ahead on the past as well. So I'm 100% on the doctor. I have zero doubts. Your past. It's almost like give yourself permission to reflect, but don't get stuck. Because when we go through, and this is for all of you, when you go through a place of time and space and your nervous system hasn't yet adhered to a new beginning, those are those moments of anxiousness or those moments of fear or loneliness or whatever they are. And especially this time of year, they can really show up. And the thing is God is giving you that space to heal more of what was created within you to be your very best self for you. And in those moments as humans, we go towards the fear. We go towards the emptiness. We go towards the loneliness. We go towards, oh, nothing great is happening anyway. Nothing new is happening. Maybe I should have done this. Maybe I could have done this. Maybe I would have done this. Maybe I should have. No. The truth is, staying in that space of in between, we say the tunnel, you know, like being a child and crawling through those dark tunnels and those play toys or whatever they are, those snakes on the ground or whatever. You go through the tunnel and you can't see the other side yet, but once you get out, you're like so elated and you made it through, and that hasn't happened yet. And so we reflect on the past. We think it's the best thing. We forget all of the negative things in that moment because we just want something to feel better about. So we start trying to remember the good things, which is fine to hold on to good memories, but not when the negative outweighs the positive. We want to sit in that moment, nourish ourselves, nurture ourselves, remind ourselves as much as it takes that new will arrive, because there's really nothing more accurate than the knowing that new has to arrive, because we never stay the same. Change is inevitable, and it's something that we want to embrace. So for you going back to the past, for all of you who have to go back and take a final look, just remember there's a reason that was your past. And so I feel for you, you can go into this new place of wisdom, of getting out there in the world, fulfilling your dreams. And I know you're going to. I keep saying Neptune and Saturn, when it leaves Pisces, if Mark Hussin did not say these words to me before my Saturn return, I probably, you know, it's something to hold on to. And you're not in your Saturn cycle, but you have that Pisces energy. So you are absorbing these planets. And so when Neptune and Saturn leaves your sign, they're also going to bring, Saturn's going to give you those gifts. You have learned your experiences and your wisdom, and you're going to be ready to share them with the world once and for all. You had that Neptune over there. You had Saturn. That, you know, you don't understand today how very much your life is going to change in the spring. And I can't wait by next September. I'll be seeing you online sharing your gifts. I know I will. And I have every knowing in my bones that that's going to happen for you. So I love that. I love the fit of your doctor. Yes. And I love that. Oh, she uses astrology and meditation in her practice. Yeah. The metaphysics. That's perfect. She's perfect for you. She's going to encourage you also to go out there in the world, wherever this is going. This is where you're going by next year. And you will, those dreams are going to come true for you. Okay. Thank you so much for being here and for validating that. Mark, thank you. Mark says, Saturn's going to give you those gifts when it leaves your, you know. So we hang on to those words. I'm teasing. Anyway. If there's time, I'd appreciate info about the holiday time. Hosting dinner for 12. Oh, you are very, very courageous. Hoping we feel well and all goes well, especially managing extended. Okay, so I right away want to say, you know, there's always that one little person that can say or do something that might irk someone else, or, you know, there's like one minor little thing and then you're good. Okay. That's how I feel about it. I hope that helps. I definitely, one little glitch. How's that? Everything else is perfect. But let me take a peek at you with the cards too, okay? You know, sometimes we have flyer bys. Did you guys ever, when you're sitting with yourself and you're going deep within and you're meditating or really thinking about your own intuition, sometimes I have cargo, I look at it like cargo, where something flies by with a message above my head. And I kind of love that when that happens. And Suzanne, it's happening right now. So I see gifts of gold with a red bow, very gold paper, and a big red velvet bow. And that stood out to me for some reason, as well as something with glasses. Dinner glasses or something like that. I don't know if you're trying to figure out what you're doing as far as that kind of thing goes, but they're showing me this beautiful set table. So you're going to be really great. Let me just take a look. Oh, okay. Fairy, you do have a little boy there. Okay. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. I saw that and I really appreciate you acknowledging that. Okay. You're safe. No one else is showing up at your door then. They're all there. Oh yeah. There's this one little thing, but you're going to be amazed by how well you pull this off. And I also feel like something's going to change about it. Suzanne, something will transform, and you may have a plan about one thing, but you're going to change one thing before it gets underway. Okay. And I also feel like, this will be a good time And then you'll be like, I don't want to push my luck. And this is, you know, maybe we'll take a break next time. Okay. But you're going to do great. And I'm excited about it. I hope that helps. All right. Now let's see who's next here. Okay. Two things. Sarah, I don't know where you went, sweetheart, but I definitely want to say hello to you. And I saw your message. And my heart goes out to you. This is a very difficult time of year. We are all here for you. We embrace you. And I really believe, I wish we had this feeling every day of the year, but we're humans. We don't. I really believe you're going to touch. I feel you're going to touch something from a spiritual side of your life, or something's going to touch you, I should say, that's really going to bring back some light and hope. And so I feel that, I know you're down. You have every right to embrace those feelings right now, because that's a normal process through grief and grieving. And I know there's a lot of love in this room, and that's all we have to share and all we can give and as much support as possible, but you will get to the other side of this, and life, it feels like a new normal happens. And so I'm not here to really, you can't move through this fast or quickly or rush through it, but you're okay. And you're going to be even better than okay soon. Okay. So I'm glad you're here. And I definitely feel you. And I want to tell you that we are embracing you, and lots of prayers and lots of love. Okay. I don't want you to ever feel unheard or unseen. You're always seen here. Swan Chakra. Welcome, welcome, first time. I'm very excited that you're here. It's weird because I was seeing a glass when I was looking at Suzanne, and you're saying that a wine glass exploded in your hand. And, you know, that what I saw like a bit of a glass thing at the same time. So your energy is very strong coming in the room. We welcome you. Let me just take a look at your, and you know what? I feel like, we never bring this on ourselves, or we say, and sometimes I say, well, we have to just like really pay attention or slow down a little bit, but I'm not even, I think in this particular situation, it was just like a fluke thing, you know? At the same time, your energy is vibrating very, very strong. And I don't say that lightly. So I know you didn't bring this on yourself. It happens to, you know, many. Like at the same time, it's a kind of a catch 22, because I'm not trying to generalize it, but at the same time, your energy is so very strong. Sometimes it's almost like vibrating high. And I don't know if you've been working on that, but if you haven't yet, you will be. So I feel very strongly about that and about you. And I feel like you're going on a new journey this coming year. And I really do mean that. I feel like you're going to be uncovering, discovering, learning, thriving, growing like this along the way. And it's almost like, just like the wine glass. So she's working hard. Yeah, but you're working so, and that's wonderful. And I love this for you, but you're working so hard on yourself that, you know, that energy that talk about being empowered, right? And maybe we dial it down one notch, but I'm really seriously only kidding. I love that. And so I feel good about it. I really do. You're going to be, I'm sorry. It's almost like, sometimes God, you know, the universe, what your higher beliefs are, our messages come in like this. Just remember how strong you are, And I think there is something about the magic in your hands. And sometimes another message I'm getting right now for you is don't take all the matters in your own hands, but definitely continue to work on yourself and let other people take care of themselves. I feel this coming out of this. And so also, I think you're going to have an amazing 26. And you went through a lot. You're going to surprise yourself about what you can do. And I'm really excited that you joined us and that you're here. And I hope this makes sense to you. I also believe that you're being asked to just, you know, sometimes we take a step back. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves to rest a little bit. And sometimes, yeah, you are a powerhouse, I could tell, but you had to become that also. And I think people around you are going to be really surprised. So let's see what you do this year. How's that? And take it easy and take care of yourself. And it's just another good reminder to take care of yourself. But you're vibrating very strong. And I hope that helps. Okay. And you take care. And we'll see you in the new year. All right, everybody. Okay, Suzanne, let me see you. Oh, she said she had a stack of red ribbon. I've been focused on getting to this year. We've been deciding on glasses for the table. One family member has not responded yet. Okay, yeah, that's what I figured. There was one. Huh? Well, we'll figure it. It'll go. You'll be fine. I would focus on the others, and you'll do great. I have to go to the birthday, girl. Lori, where are you? This Sunday is her birthday. Lori's in the room. Lori Love, for those of you who do know her. And let's take a look. Where is your... Did you just ask for a birthday reading? Let's take a look, okay? All right, here we go. I'm looking at you guys and making sure I haven't missed... I feel like... I missed someone, so we're going to come back and check after this, okay? Okay, guys, excuse me for one sec. Okay, Lori, here we go. They're trying to show me something. There's a lot of threes. And there's something about the number three that's going to be very, very lucky for you coming up ahead in this new year. And I also feel flowers. There's something about gardening, herbs like this, maybe upgrading. I think nutritionally you're always on point, but I feel like there's an upgrade coming also in that. I almost want to say that you could grow your own somehow, or like one of those, I'm seeing the literal, you know, the kits they have, the organic kits of herbs and stuff like that. I don't know. I see that growing somewhere. It's kind of funny. All right, probably not very important, but I do think it has to do with your nutrition and greens and stuff like that. Very organic energy, which I love, and healing through these things, okay? You're going to do something in your home as well, to create space for yourself and actually a magical place. So there's a lot of movement around the home environment and your fourth house as well. I do think you're going to do some healing for a minute coming up ahead. And then there's someone that's going to come into your world after you think, and you know, you have phases. It ebbs and flows. We have phases. We all do this. I think when you believe no one is going to show, because you're going to get some mega support, and someone is coming into your world only after you think that it's impossible to occur. Someone is definitely going to show up. And I see a little media energy for you, and I feel good about that. I also feel someone who's big on photography. Again, I want to say there's a dark-haired man coming into your life, but I also feel like there's something special about it, not just a dark-haired man coming into your life to have a relationship. It's not like this. It's somebody coming to bring you some kind of foundation or a new opportunity or foundation, and I hope that helps, okay? Now, let me see. I feel good about it. Lori, you're gonna remember this, and this is going to come and go very quickly. You may start the year feeling, and I think we do this around our birthdays as well. You may start out being a little down just for a moment, or taking care of yourself and feeling, you know, sometimes when we have to spend time and effort and energy on ourselves, we get a little bit down and, you know, we just feel like, oh God, I got to do this again. I got to take care of myself. I got to do this and that. So it's kind of like that at first. And then all of a sudden, like a month later, before the sun leaves Capricorn, actually, you are going to go into a really great time. And I hope that helps. Okay. I like that. All right. Now, let me see who's next here. And I do feel. Yeah, it's going to be a really good time. And I have a deja vu. Like, it's like, okay, I've said this to Lori once before. So this one is even a greater shift and a greater outcome and a greater change. And it's okay to feel a little disconnected from the whole for a moment. I do believe that as well. So I hope that helps. Becca, I'm curious about that taco soup. Lori, have a wonderful birthday. All right, let me see now. Everyone, I feel like I missed someone, but we have to say goodbye. I can't believe how quickly this has gone. Thank you for making every moment amazing in this entire year and then some. You all know I adore you so much. I'm so grateful for every connection I have with each and every one of you. I am blessed to be able to be with One to Listen and Mark, who you all know I have had to drive crazy about this whole thing, you know, with YouTube. I am definitely the black sheep that resists a lot of things. And so I really, truly adore and admire and I'm proud of each and every one of you. I cannot wait to see what this new year brings. I have a really, really good general psychic vibe about it. And last year I was a little on the nervous side. So this year now I'm coming into a whole new phase, you know. So great to meet you virtually as well. I want to share the Knight of Wands energy with you guys, which is interesting because we're coming into this Capricorn season and leaving that Sag energy, you know, a little behind us. But the thing is that don't let go of that Sag energy. Keep that vibe going. Capricorn will appreciate it. We'll all appreciate it. Get into some adventures. Do stay close to home. And if you go far from home, please mind yourselves and be safe and really, really appreciate and embrace every second of these magical moments and then some. Lots of miracles for all of you. I appreciate all of you as well. Thank you. Much love. Serena, I wish I could give you the biggest squeeze of the life of a lifetime. Many blessings, everyone. Suzanne, enjoy your party. Nadine, lots of love. Everybody, lots of love. That's all that we're here to do. Take care, everyone. Thank you so much. Bye. See you soon.